Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. First of all, welcome to today's podcast. Let me not be rude. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your time. I need you to be locked in because I'm going to keep it real with you. If you really understand today's episode, it could create so much growth in your life. It creates so much change in your life. For some of you, it's going to be literally the thing that's going to create so much success in your life. I get this question a lot, like, Trent, what's the thing? What's the things that really helped you become successful? And over these over this decade, you've always had an upward trajectory. You keep growing and all the things. And it comes down to these three things. When I look at my clients, usually they're not where they should be, not because of the reasons they think, not because of the lack thereof of something or resources. It's literally one of these three things. And I call these three things the enemies of growth.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Complacency, comfortability, and complexity. These usually are the things that are keeping people away from their highest self. And today we're going to dive in deep, right? We're going to talk about how it's probably affecting your life, how it's affecting your growth, how maybe it's affecting your business. Like, complacency gives us a false sense of security, right? Making us believe that we reached our peak. In fact, we can even soar higher. Comfortability keeps us in comfort zones. We know comfort zones don't create any change, right? Keeps us from taking it higher, exploring our greater self, pushing the limits, embracing the challenges. And complexity can overwhelm us, right? Making progress seem slow and unattainable. But in today's episode, we are going to attack all that, and I'm going to give you the tools and resources so you can make sure these enemies are no longer enemies. You defeat them, and you go on to your success and the growth that your life deserves. Let's get into it. All right, let's jump right into this. I don't want to waste no time. And let me be clear. I deal with these things too, by the way. They come up, but I'm able to identify it. These things have hindered my growth in the past. So let's go ahead and start. I don't want to waste any time. Number one, complacency, okay, can have severe consequences on your journey of being the greatest you, on your journey of growth. In our personal lives, which you probably know this, it leads to stagnation and missed opportunities for growth. In business, it stifles, it kills innovation, and can be a recipe for decline. The longer we maintain complacent, the more we risk falling behind. So the question is, how do we recognize complacency in our lives? For me, I understand when I'm too comfortable. I understand when, like, I'm not having an urge to go, not having an urge to push, not having an urge to climb, not having an urge to be more creative. I realize, like, wait a minute, I'm in a place where I think that I'm good. And let me tell you this. People always say failure is the greatest enemy to success. If you listen to me before, you know that is not true. I don't believe failure is the greatest enemy to success. I believe the greatest enemy to success is not failure, it's success. Y'all heard my story. When I made it to the NFL, the reason I failed out the NFL, I mean, it's probably God's plan anyway, it's because of my success. It's because I got complacent. It's because I was like, I arrived, even when I didn't arrive. I allowed my success to be my greatest enemy, okay? So what we need to do is we got to recognize when we're feeling comfortable, too comfortable. We recognize when we're avoiding challenges. Like, some of you don't want to be challenged. Some of you don't want to be challenged by your friends. You don't want to be challenged by your peers. And this is a side note. I know there's people in my life that I truly care about that don't like coming around me because I'm not going to co-sign their BS, right? I'm not going to co-sign their complacency, right? I'm going to let them know, because especially they're telling me they want to live a better life. They complain about their life. Everything's wrong. So if you're on the other side of this podcast right now, listening to me, and you're a person, I love you so much. But if you're a person that's always like complaining about, man, I want more for my life, I want to do this, but you still comfortable and you avoid people who hold you accountable, you avoid challenges, you avoid people that want to push you, as I call it, you avoid your growth zone and you stay in your comfort zone. Let's talk about that. What happens in the growth zone? We grow. What also happens in the growth zone? There's growing pains because we're growing. So it doesn't feel good. Sometimes that growing pain is having a conversation with a person that's living the dream that you want to live, that's doing some of what they like that you want to do, and you're avoiding them because you don't want to get challenged. You don't want to get pushed outside of your comfort zone. So you would rather choose a comfort zone than a growth zone. Another indicator that you're way too complacent is you're not seeking new opportunities. Like, you're staying in the same place. Let me tell you something. If you're still, listen, there are certain things, certain formulas, certain strategies, certain systems, that's the better word, certain systems that could work forever. You know what I mean? There's very few. Like, I have systems on social media that I know certain systems will probably work forever with social media. But oftentimes, I am readjusting. I am pivoting all the time with my social. I'm pivoting with my events. I can't do the same things I was doing in 2017, 2016. It's changed. I mean, even with the rise of AI, you know, things are changing. So if I'm continuously doing the same things and not seeking opportunities for growth, not seeking opportunities to make things better, then I know that I'm too complacent. Okay, so self-reflection and self-awareness are essential tools to identifying complacency. Like, you got to be real with yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror and have this checkpoint. I think you should do it monthly and say, man, am I good with just being so comfortable? Am I avoiding challenges? Am I not seeking new opportunities? So this is what I would tell you. The good news is that we can overcome complacency. Okay, the good news, you can overcome being complacent. And here are some simple strategies. Okay, I want to give you some tactical things that you can do, some simple things, probably for you, some common sense things that you can do that you're probably already doing, but I want you to be more mindful and have more self-awareness to these things. Number one, set clear and challenging goals to give yourself purpose. Okay, start setting these goals weekly. Take it to the next level. Of course, there's a place of complacency. And this is the weird thing. Let me talk about this real quick, because there's like a positive complacency where you're not always trying to do more and more and more and burning yourself out. Like, I'm complacent with my pace, if that makes sense. Because I got to talk about this, because I don't want you going like crazy, right? And burning yourself out and being empty. Saying, I can't be complacent. I'm in my comfort zone. No, I don't want you doing that. But there's a place that you have to find the balance. And I'm glad I'm talking about this right now, because I feel like this conversation needs to be had, especially in this generation, especially in the season of protecting your peace and what that looks like. But for me, I have a positive complacency. That simply is me being complacent with my pace, right? Me being complacent with the journey, me being complacent with patience. Like, it doesn't mean that I'm staying in my comfort zone. It doesn't mean that I'm not challenging myself, but I decided and committed to this pace because this pace works for my life, right? This pace allows me to still be the father I need to be. This pace allows me to still have the energy, right? So I'm not telling you to like create something where you get outside your pace and things like that, but you can't stay in negative complacency. Negative complacency is when you know you can do more. You know you should be doing more, right? You know you should be pushing yourself. But you're doing just enough. You have the just enough syndrome, as I call it, right? Doing just enough, just getting by. And when you just do enough and you do, then you just get by and you have that mindset, you get just getting by results. So set some clear and challenging goals that are within your pace, right? I like to say standards instead of goals. So let me change that. Some standards, right? Standards are goals, are something that you read. Standards are how you, what you live by, right? So set some rules of how you're going to live in this season, right? How you're going to attack certain things, how you're going to measure certain things, right? The certain standards, and make sure it's aligned with your purpose. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, embrace change and step outside your comfort zone regularly. Okay. Remember, we are not staying inside the comfort zone if we're going to have some positive complacency in our life. We can't stay inside the comfort zone. That's negative complacency. We got to get outside our comfort zone into the growth zone. So I don't know what that looks like for you because that's individualized for all of us. But what does your growth zone look like, right? Right now in this season of your life, it might be different next month. It might be different in about 60 days, 90 days. It might be different in a year or 5 years. But right now, what is getting outside your comfort zone in your growth zone looking like? For me, it's speaking more. For me, I am Protect Your PCs and I'm in the middle of a book launch. It's me reaching out to people, even though I don't want to do that. That's outside my comfort zone. I'm making these connections. I'm doing things that are uncomfortable for me to make sure I can set this book up for success. So identify that with yourself. Number three, this is important. I think this is not an issue with you because you're listening to me right now. Commit to continuous learning and self-improvement, okay? It's hard to stay in the same place when you're constantly moving, you're constantly growing, right? It's not going to happen. If you're reading, if you're listening to podcasts, if you're, you know what I mean, having conversations, like I like to call them growth conversations instead of gossip conversations, dream conversations instead of drama conversations. If you're having these things and you're continuously learning and self-improving and growing, then you're going to move towards growth, right? You're going to kill that enemy of complacency, and you're going to find growth in your life. Listen to this. Growth has to surrender to the constant learner, okay? And I want you to write that down. Growth has to surrender to the constant learner. Growth has to surrender to the constant dream liver. Let me find a better word for that than dream liver, like your liver. Growth has to surrender to the person who's the dreamer, who's the visionary, who's the person who's going for it, right? It has to surrender. And number four, the last thing I would say in overcoming complacency is seek feedback and constructive criticism to stay accountable, okay? Those that avoid feedback are those that stay back. You know what I mean? You got to let your insecurities go. Trust me, I get it. Nobody likes to hear, oh, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that. But you got to have wise counsel. I'm not telling you to listen to all feedback because all feedback is not good feedback. But when you have wise counsel, what does that mean? People that you trust, people that you know will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. People that really want to see you grow, so they might tell you some uncomfortable things to help you grow. People who don't want to see you stay the same, so they're going to tell you some stuff that might be uncomfortable, but it's going to help you not stay the same. So make sure you seek feedback. I'm always seeking feedback from my team. How can we do this better? How can I do that better? How can I be a better speaker? How can I be a better communicator? How can I be this? How can I be that? Constructive criticism will take your life to the next level because you're able to grow faster than anybody else that doesn't get any feedback. Maybe that's the football player in me, but I was able to become a better receiver the more I sat in meetings with my receiver coach, and he picked me apart. He's like, man, Trent, you're not doing this right, and all the things. And as I continue to grow, it started to be less mistakes because I was learning. I was getting outside of my comfort zone and into my growth zone because I wasn't complacent at that time. I didn't want to just be an average receiver. I wanted to be greatness. So I had to overcome that complacency mindset that was keeping me in a place that my dreams didn't want me to be at, right? So let me just talk about that for a moment because some of us are in a place in our life where like our dreams don't want us to be at. Our vision doesn't want us to be at. We got this big vision, this big dream, and the next podcast I'm going to talk about, so I'm not going to talk about on this one, But you'll hear me talk about this maybe in the next episode or two. But some of us got these wild ambitions, these wild desires and all the things, but we're standing in a place that our dreams, desires, visions, and ambitions is not at. Like, they're way ahead of us, but we're continuing to stay in this place, okay? So you got to maintain a growth mindset. And we're going to get to the second point here in a second. But maintain a growth mindset to sustain your progress. Cultivate a growth mindset. Be resilient in the face of setbacks. And always remember that you have the power to change and grow. So complacency is a sneaky enemy. It's a snake that will hinder your growth and progress. But as long as you're equipped with awareness, the right strategies, you will conquer it every time. Your potential for personal and professional growth is limitless when you refuse to let complacency hold you back. Let's move on to number two. Number two, the second enemy to growth is comfortability. Okay, this kind of piggybacks off complacency, but this is a little bit different. Let's define it, okay? It's that cozy, familiar place where you feel at ease and unchallenged, like you're good, right? While comfort is a well-deserved reward at times, staying there too long can become a problem. And I'm gonna just keep it 1,000 and straight up with you. It might be a problem for you. It's a problem for a lot of clients that I coach, that we get too comfortable in what we shouldn't be comfortable in. And that's the difference. Like, somebody who's legendary, somebody who's high level, they're not comfortable in average. They're not comfortable with okay. They're not comfortable with good. They're not comfortable with just getting by. Some people out there, and it might be you, and this might strike a chord with you, but I got to be real with you. Like, I see people say, Trent, I want to be a speaker. I want to do what you do. But yet, they're more comfortable in good than I am. And they're way behind me. They're more comfortable in average than I am. They're more comfortable with just checking off the box than I am. And it's a reason. Like, I'm not saying that I'm at where I'm at because, well, I am saying it. A lot of this is because of these three things. I don't get comfortable on average. I don't get comfortable with just getting by. You know, my son had a football game the other day. I said, bro, don't get comfortable with doing what you should be doing. Don't get comfortable with doing what you set out to do. And what I mean by that, like, I told him, you should be scoring touchdowns. These boys can't handle you. You know these boys can't touch you. Don't get comfortable in that, right? Legendary people, and I want to repeat this, high-level people, people who they build statues over, people who we admire, I believe that they all have in common is that they don't get comfortable where they shouldn't be comfortable at. You ever stay in a place like that you know you ain't supposed to be at? Like, you ever stay in a hotel like that you booked, or a friend's house or a person's house that you had? I was a kid, I had a sleepover at a friend's house, and no matter how beautiful the bed was, I just was uncomfortable. It was just something about the place that I was allergic to. I don't know if it was the cat, I don't know if it was the dog, I don't know if it was just the vibe, the environment, but I couldn't get comfortable no matter what. And I kind of have that same feeling with my dreams and my goals. There's certain things that I'm just not good with. There's certain things that, yeah, okay, it went good to everybody else, but I know that it's more for me. I know I'm made for more. I know I deserve more. Like, I know myself. And so some of us, though, we ignore that feeling. And some of us, we get caught in the comfort trap zone, okay? And why is it a trap? In our comfort zones, there's room for little growth. Okay, when we're too comfortable, we tend to avoid risks, challenges, and new experiences. But it isn't growth all about stepping out of your comfort zone? Isn't that what growth is about? It's about stepping outside of that comfort zone. And check this out. The consequences, and I wrote this down, the consequences of being comfortable, comfortability, in our personal lives, it could lead to a lack of fulfillment. And fulfillment is what I talk about in Protect Your Peace. It's actually one of the principles. And fulfillment is everything to our soul. But some of us, yes, we might be successful, but we know we're still comfortable. We know there's more for our life. We know we should be doing more, but we okay with average. And we wonder why we're not fulfilled. Because when you're doing things that, I always say this, just because you're successful doesn't mean that you're success. Just because you're successful doesn't mean you're a success. And why do I say that? Because sometimes we're successful by default. Sometimes we're successful by accident. Sometimes we're successful because it's just, it's easy for us, right? And if it's easy for you and you're fulfilled, great. But most people that I know that are not successful, even in their success, is because they're staying in their comfort zone. They're not challenging themselves. Like for me, you see me doing a lot of things. You see me attacking music, spoken word, all the things creatively, because that's where my fulfillment is. Yes, I could just be a one-dimensional hero. Yes, I could be a niche down person and just do that. And nothing wrong with that, by the way. But for me, my creativity is too widespread to just do one thing. Now, I'm not all over the place, because we're going to talk about the next enemy. I'm not all over the place. But if I have an idea, I attack it in the right season, right? In the right formula. If I have an idea, I will do that in the right circumstances and making sure I'm doing it in the right sequence. So I'm not all over the place, but I'm going to honor my creativity. So I'm about to put out an album here pretty soon. Some people might not get it, but I'm not going to get caught in my comfort zone trap. The comfort zone trap is, you know what? I'm going to keep doing the things that make me successful, but that don't make me fulfilled. I'm going to miss out on opportunities of growth. I'm going to say no when I should be saying yes to certain personal development things. I should be like your business, like in business, it stifles innovation. And when your innovation is stifled, that's such a good word, by the way. When your innovation is stifled, it spells disaster in the long run. And that's when the fall off happens. You fall off because the innovation never reached its potential. And so one thing that I want to challenge you with is to recognize when you fell into this trap, okay? Look for signs like routine, complacency we just talked about, and resistance to change. Like self-awareness is the first step to breaking free. So when you have that feeling of lack of fulfillment, like listen to that. When you feel like, man, there's something more, like I feel like, I'm winning, but I'm still kind of losing because there's just something inside of me that isn't fulfilled. Like quench, oh man, this episode can change a lot of people. Quench your thirst for fulfillment. Quench it. And I believe how you quench it is getting outside of comfortability and really challenging yourself to embrace the things that you want to go achieve and do. Okay, so I'll give you some listicles really quick. Number one, embrace change and willingly step into the unknown. Number two, right? Just like the last one, set some standards that push your boundaries, push yourself, challenge yourself. You never know your limits until you push your limits. Number three, cultivate a growth mindset. See challenges, obstacles as opportunities. Number four, seek discomfort intentionally. I like to call it do what's impossible. Every day I try, or every week I try to do what's impossible. What does that mean? I try to do something I've never done. So it might be coming in my office and recording 5 podcast episodes one day. I've never done that. It might be recording 5 to 10 videos. It might be going to run a certain amount of miles. Like, I'm always trying to seek discomfort intentionally, whether that's through new experience or learning or creating content, because I know that's going to expand my life and I know I have no choice but to grow. Sustain your growth momentum. Okay, remember that breaking free from comfortability is an ongoing journey. I'm still in that journey. Like, you're going to do these steps and you're going to think that you're good, but guess what? Life happens. It's all about constantly pushing your limits and evolving, okay? So take the steps, challenge yourself, and unlock your true potential. Let's get to number three. Number three, all right? The enemy to growth. Number three is this, complexity, okay? I mean, it's a lot of C's. The three C's, the enemies of growth. So if I'm getting tongue-tied, which I just did, excuse me, all right? This is a lot of C's. But why is complexity a curse, okay? Well, when things become too complex, and this is a thing that I see with most people nowadays, I'm going to be real. This is probably number one. This is probably enemy number one for most people. This is probably curse number one of most people's dreams. Like, they make stuff too hard to obtain, right? Whether it's happiness, some of us make happiness. We'll talk about that in the book. I'll tell you to simplify happiness. That's a principle of protecting your peace. We'll talk about that on the podcast, but We make things so hard. Like some of us, we make it so hard to start a podcast. We make it so hard to record content. We make it so hard to start the business. And I'm not saying those things are easy things, but we have this big old like system in place that we got to go through all these things before we start. Why can't we just start? Some of you aren't where you're at or aren't where you need to be because you just won't start. That's it. It's not that complex to start. You know what I did today? Because I was actually like, complexity is the enemy of consistency. It really is. Like, it's hard to be consistent at things when things are complex. And so what I did today, literally, I threw away like all my clothes. Like, if you want them, hit me up. Because I threw away all my clothes. Like, I'm making it so easy for me to find my clothes. I wear almost the same stuff anyway. I wash it, okay? Don't be thinking I'll be wearing the same stuff and not washing. I wash my clothes. All right, take it to the cleaners. But I wanted to simplify the process of me choosing my clothes. Because I'm like, I spend too much time doing this. I usually wear the same stuff anyway, a black tee, my overalls. You know, y'all know how I dress, the same stuff, my J's, my ones. So I threw away a lot of stuff today. I said, you know what? I want to make my decision making in my clothes. I want to use my brain power, not for that, but for the things that can really shift and change the world. Also with my workout clothes, what I start doing, and some of you do this, and I used to do this in the past, like I went ahead and put out my workout clothes. I wouldn't have to spend time going through my drawers, like trying to find the right workout clothes. Like I'm the guy who like to match when he work out. You know what I mean? I'm that dude. I like to be fly, you know, when I work out. Some of y'all feel me because some of y'all the same way. I be seeing some of y'all in there, right? Everything matching from head. I'm that guy. So I say, you know what? Let's just put everything out the night before. Let's simplify the process. But why is complexity a curse? Well, when things become too complex, they can overwhelm us and hinder our progress. Complexity can paralyze decision-making and stifle innovation. But isn't growth, like think about this for a moment. Think about it, why you're not growing in certain areas. Is it because you're truly not capable or talented, or you don't have the information, or are you making it just too hard? I tell people success is really easy. We just make it hard. Success is about consistency. It's about having that championship mindset, staying committed, being consistent, being disciplined, having faith, having heart, and just doing it over and over and over again. It's literally that. And learning more and you know, having wise mentors that can help you, right? But a lot of us, like, we got to have this vision board before we start. We got to, all the pieces of the puzzle have to be aligned. We have to, you know, have all this stuff. Start ugly. Because progression is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place, right? You can start ugly. It's okay. You can start small. You can start not being an expert. No expert is an expert when they start. They're an expert because they decided to start. But isn't growth all about making things easier and more efficient? Like, isn't that what growth is? Think about the times when you grew the most. Think about the times when you're the most consistent in things. It's because your process is easy. It's easy. So what are the consequences of allowing complexity to take root? In our personal lives, it will stress us, confuse us, and burn us the hell out. In business, it can be a result of inefficiency and reduced productivity. And I know this is true. When I look at my business, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Transparent moment. My merchandise line. We had a whole process that was complex. It took a lot of moving pieces for us to be successful at a launch. Like too many moving pieces. And the pieces were great, but it's like, man, it's almost hard to be successful with all these moving pieces. So I took out a lot of pieces out the process. And I said, if we could just do these four things great, then we will elevate the company. We will elevate the growth. We will net a way higher percentage. And to save a story, we did. I literally took things away. I took the beautiful process away of all these steps. And I said, how can we simplify this so we have no choice but to be successful? And literally, we just had our most successful launch. Thank y'all that supported the Know Your Worth collection. We had our most successful launch, and it was the easiest launch as far as simplicity, right? Some of you, simplicity doesn't have to be a bad thing. We hear the word simple. We think we basic. We hear basic. We think, oh, I ain't basic, right? I want to be complex, right? Simplicity is powerful at times, right? Especially in business, right? Simplicity, even as a communicator. I know I'm going off the edges right here, but you know, I love communication. I teach my speakers. I love communication. Even as a speaker, some speakers are too complex. You have too much information. You have too much words in your slides. Like, nobody wants to read all that. Simplicity is power, because simplicity connects. Simplicity helps people understand. Okay, let me get back on track. Look for signs like overcomplicating processes, unnecessary processes, and information overload. Identify complexity. Identifying complexity is the first step in simplifying your journey. So I'm going to give you some simple steps to help you with this, just like the last two, and we out. Okay? Number one, identify as what I just told you. With my merchandise line, identify and eliminate unnecessary steps or processes. This, I can tell you, will help you so much if you make it so easy. So right now, I'm in my office. I'm recording this podcast, not on my cell phone. I'm in my studio in my office. And I literally made my setup so simple. I had this complex setup where I had to turn on all these things. And it just made me tired just thinking about it. I said, okay, I need to make this simple where I can just sit down, press record, the camera turns on, the microphone is on, boom, we in it. Right? Because our brain, when we think about all these steps we got to take, we like, damn, I got to take all these steps, man, I'll just do it tomorrow. But when we say, okay, it's easy, I just got to come here and sit down, boom, 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 and it works out. I've been way more efficient in my podcast episodes, as you know. I've been way more efficient in creating content because I simplified the darn process. Okay? Please listen, because I talk to my clients so much. This is the main thing I teach people. You're trying to do too much. With too little at that. Like, some of us don't even have much and we trying to do much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, first, just start. You got little. So just do little. It's okay. Enjoy the journey. Number two, y'all got me going off all following my heart. You got me going off like track, but let me bring it back in. I got y'all. Number two, I hope you get something from this episode, because I wanted to give y'all some, you know what I mean? I want to give y'all teaching Trent today. Number two, prioritize and focus on what matters, okay? Focus on what matters most. Stop trying to do everything, be everything, please everybody. Stop trying to do all that. Stop trying to be all things to everybody, okay? And just be everything to something. That makes sense? Be everything to somebody, right? Be everything to something. So focus on what matters, because what you focus on is what you'll feel. Number three, embrace clarity and transparency in communication, okay? Keep things clear. Keep things transparent. Stop trying to sound smart. Stop trying to be somebody you're not. All that does is cause confusion. Number four, continuously assess and streamline your approach. That's what I just talked about in my process, right? I'm streamlining everything. It's helping everything become easier for me. I'll end with this. To maintain simplicity, please understand it's a journey. And I fight this battle weekly, you know? It's all about reassessing yourself. It's about sitting down and being real with yourself and decluttering your soul, decluttering your environment, decluttering your systems to ensure that complexity doesn't creep in. I'll leave you with this, y'all. That's a whole bunch of information I just gave you today. I know at times, like, we're going to lose this battle at times. These enemies will win at times. I know it might seem sophisticated and all these things, but it's an enemy of growth. All these are enemies of growth. Recognizing and simplifying all these things can pave the way to a more efficient and effective journey towards your goals. Okay? So be real with yourself. Like, simplify the process, like bring clarity, right? No more complacency, like get outside your comfort zone, push yourself. Don't let your success be your failure, right? No more comfortability, negative comfortability. Get outside that comfort zone again, right? Get uncomfortable. Stop being comfortable with the things you shouldn't be comfortable with. You shouldn't be comfortable with average and then complain when you're getting average, okay? And remove that complexity. Make things simple for you. Have things set up for success, right? make sure you can guarantee your success without going through a whole bunch of steps of nonsense that honestly complicates the journey instead of simplifying it. But like I tell you, in every single episode, it all starts with you. Listen, I know this episode was more of a teaching episode, but this is the side that a lot of you get when you take my programs and we really dive in deep, or you take my speaker training, etc. But I wanted to give you this because if you truly understand these three things, you're going to grow. This next year for you, or even starting now, you're going to see a change. You're going to see a growth. You're going to see progress. You're going to start seeing your potential being met, right? You're going to see dreams actually turn into reality. You're going to see visions that you actually begin to live. That's what I want for you. And these three things, these three enemies, if you truly understand, I know I keep repeating myself, but I want you to get, if you understand this, because I've talked to thousands of people. I've coached thousands. I've seen brilliant minds, people. I'm like, man, why is this person successful? Like, they know all the things, like they have all the process and systems, but they lack one of these three things, or one of these three things, or all three. Like, it's terrible in their life. It's time for you to grow. It's time for you to defeat these enemies. But like I tell you in every single episode, it all starts with you. It's time to go live your best life. It's time to protect your peace. I'll see you next episode on Wednesday. Let's get it. It's rehab time. Straight up.
My mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life. Ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word of my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature. Taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong. Stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within. Try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my flow. Mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.